General Mills, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of that delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Orm Down, Country Washburn, and Red Engel, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And believe me, the band beaters today are really going to collect. And I do mean heavy sugar, yes, sir. Last week, that $100 bonus went to absolutely no one. Hence, it's tacked on to today's bonus to swell the band beater's profit to $200. So, folksies, listen closely. Here comes that folding money. And now, back to the band you have to beat, Ted Weems and his band. First, a little yarn. Knit one, purl two, Ted. That soothsayer of soporific symphony, sure to superheat slip horn and sax, that sentient satyr of silly swingaroo and subversive song titles, that super saturated sophista screwball, Gary Moore.
Thank you very much. He's the only announcer I ever worked with who just turns his mouth on and goes away and leaves it running. Thanks anyhow, Ford, and I do expect the band to blow up today because these questions we have are dynamite. I'm feeling sorry for the band boys, but I'm quite happy to tell the folks whose questions we will use today that General Mills will pay them each $10. I also want to remind you that if your question beats the band, you are guaranteed double money, $20 plus a case of Kix. However, that sum may be much greater. Remember the bonus of $100 to be equally divided among those who beat the band. You may win much more, as much as $30, $40, $50, even up to $110. So now, why not get in this game? It's grand fun trying to beat the band, and it might pay you cash. Just send your letters to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You may be a band beater. Well, now into the unrehearsed portion of our program with a $200 bonus for today, because nobody beat the band last Sunday. The boys do not know the questions I will ask, so you'd better listen for the boom of the old bass drum. It tells you when someone's question has beat the band, and here we go. Miss Nell Duffy of Dayton, Ohio asks, what reply did the Hoosier horse give to the Ohio horse when asked where he was born? A 1934 tune tells you the specific answer. And Red Engel thinks he's got it?
In Little Red Barn, the farm down in Indiana.
That's right, sir. All right, Red, can you play that on your saxophone? That was very good so far as it went, Mr. Engel. I'll only say that much for you and give you 10 points up on the scoreboard anyhow. And now comes very pretty poetry sent to us by E.H. Bradley of Washington, D.C. You'll find the answer in a musical show title tune of 1924. And the poem that you have to complete goes like this. Poor Marie, sad is she, didn't see Bumblebee. Sat on he, mercy me. Instantly,
ta-ta-ta.
That the ta-ta-ta isn't what you're supposed to say, but all I'll tell you, Joe Hooven's got his hand up, Red had his up, too. What is it?
Rosemarie.
Poor Marie, sad as she, didn't see Bumblebee. Sat on he, mercy me, instantly, Rosemarie.
Sure.
Let's hear you play that on your trumpet, if you can, huh? Josephus, that gives you your first 10 points of the day up on the scoreboard, and so far nobody has managed to even get a look in on that $200 bonus, which is to be split among the band beaters today, if any. And now Mrs. J.C. Fulton of Cheyenne, Wyoming, writes to tell a pathetic little story that you can answer if you know your Swedish dialect and your standard old ballads. Ole Olsen's girlfriend, Alice, left him waiting at the altar on his wedding day. How did Ole explain that Alice ditched him?
Oh.
You really got to go way back with your Swedish accents for that. I'll give it to you again. You got to remember your Swedish dialect and your standard ballads. Ole Olsen's girlfriend, Alice, left him waiting at the altar on his wedding day. How did Ole explain that Alice ditched him? And Red Engel thinks he knows the answer.
Alice Ben Bolt.
Sure. Good enough, Reds. You're really hot today, son. Let's hear you play that on your saxophone if you
That's
can.
That's somebody's business else.
Yeah. I think what you need, Red, is maybe a new reed on your saxophone. After you get the new reed for your saxophone, throw your saxophone away and get a new reed and then give it up and play trumpet. And I think you'll do better when you come to answering these questions. Anyhow, it gives you your second 10 points of the day. And boys, if you ask me, your guardianship of that double bonus of $200 we have today is going to be pretty shaky. How about music here, Ted? Hmm?
Well, can you use a bit of Devil May Care, Gary?
Well, with Perry Como singing, that's the one the folks have waited for, Ted.
Here goes, looks like I'm falling. Call me devil may care. I know that it shouldn't be, but you know me, pal. I'll take a dare. Who knows? But this time I may be lucky. This time beyond the square. Here goes, it's an adventure. Just call me devil may care.
Folks, I hope you've got a thrill waiting for you tomorrow for breakfast.
Yes, I hope you'll have a heaping portion of golden Kix bubbles floating merrily in a dish of rich, creamy milk. You're going to think Kix is swell, and you'll marvel at the toasted crispness of Kix, a supreme crispness that lasts in milk or cream right down to the final golden bubble in the bowl. And as for the flavor, say, it's so entirely new and different, you can't help but thrill to it every time you taste Kix. And here's another thing to remember. You won't find Kix losing its crispness or flavor in hot summer weather the way some cereals do. The famous Kix Crisp Assured Package with the three separate wax seal cartons protects Kix in all kinds of weather and keeps that fresh goodness of Kix even after the outside package is open. So make your next cereal Kix, K-I-X, Kix. For the past 2 years, the fastest growing cereal in all America.
And here we go into our second group of questions for this afternoon's session of Beat the Band, and nobody so far has beat the band. I've just been figuring it out here. We asked 15 questions last week, all of which were answered by the boys in the band. We've asked 3 so far today, all of which have been answered, making a grand total of 18 questions without a miss. But that gives us... No, don't applaud, Pete. That's all right. You're getting paid for this now. Let's get into this question. Miss Elsie Sherman of Fort Wayne, Indiana writes, a prospective father who already had twins, triplets, and quadruplets waited with dire forebodings. When the nurse announced that he had a fine baby boy, what tune title of 1922 was his joyful shout? And I'll tell you that it's a two-word title, and a comma between the two words will help you out with the answer. Now here's a prospective father who already had twins, triplets, and quadruplets. When the nurse announced that he had a fine baby boy, what tune title of 1922, it's a two-word title, was his joyful shout? Put a comma between the two words and you've got it? 14 pans without a glimmer in them. Not a glimmer. Sorry, gentlemen, time's up and the answer... All right, Parker Gibbs, what'd you say?
One alone?
One alone would be good. I'm afraid that would be good, but I'm afraid it's not the answer, Parker. However, the answer is wonderful. One. Wonderful one. See? You got to put the comma in there. But, Mr. Gibbs, I know that you will be delighted to know that you have saved the whole band from putting 50 cents in the bass drum, and you are the only one who has to do it. Isn't that fine?
Isn't that lovely?
Good, and it looks like Miss Elsie Sherman of Fort Wayne, Indiana, breaks the charm, becomes the first person in 19 times to beat the band. She receives a full case of Kix, a guaranteed minimum of $20, and maybe $200, because she's the only person so far who's got even a look in to that bonus money.
At least now, I break records.
What's that?
At least I break records.
Yeah, that's something, anyhow. Ray Goodwin of Donegal, Pennsylvania writes, the politician was kissing babies. And presumably Mr. Goodwin doesn't mean babies of 18 years and up, apparently. Coming to a baby with a thoroughly jam-smeared face and knowing that he had to go through with the osculation, what was the politician's wish? It's a new swingaroo tune, one that I know you've all played many times. Here's a politician. He's very busy kissing babies. Somebody hands a baby up to him with a very dirty face. He knows he has to go through with it. Now, what is his wish? It's a new swingaroo. Oh, gentlemen, now don't let's make this a habit, huh? But Marvel Maxwell thinks she knows the answer, does she? I don't know. Elmo Tanner pointed his hand over at her. Anyhow.
Well, Gary, I think I know the title, but I'm not sure about the melody at all. Can I take a chance?
Sure, you can take a chance.
Wouldst that I but kiss thy hand, old babe?
Well, sure, that's fine.
I don't know how it goes.
Oh, now, Marvel, you must know that. It's sort of acid indigestion in 2/4.
Wouldst that I but kiss thy hand, old babe? That's the way I've always heard it.
Again, please, I'm sorry. I was talking over top of you. It was terribly rude of me. Will you try it again?
Well, I don't know the melody, but I've heard Will Osborne...
Yeah, well, we'll get a record of his sometime, and I'll come to my house and have tea and cook.
Sorry.
Right now, you've got to sing it, or else you throw 50 cents in the old bass drum, Marvel. Would you care to do that instead?
What did I but kiss thy hand, old baby?
Melodic monotone, if ever I heard it. Then, Marvel, tell you what you better do. You better throw 50 cents in the old bass drum. You get 5 points for getting the correct answer to the title. There goes your 50. Good enough. And Ray Goodwin of Donegal, Pennsylvania, becomes the second person to beat the band, receive a full case of Kix, a guaranteed minimum of $20, and so far he is to get 100. Let's hope for his sake that it isn't whittled down, and for the sake of others that it is. Now, more poetry from Clarice M. Peterson of Oakland, California. Listen and think of the tunes from about 1935. She isn't in white, nor is she in blue. It may not be right, but they say she's not true. Who is the lady and how is she dressed? I know the answer, now you take a guess. Now, that one should be very simple. Oh, everybody put their hand up. Let's get Art Winter back here in the trumpet section. All right, what have you got to say?
Lady in red?
The lady in red, yes, sir. Good enough. Let's hear you do that, will you? enough. That was Art Winter and his cohorts playing the Lady in Red, accompanied by Pete Bielman with half a chorus of bumps. And Art, that gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard. And while I was talking about being in the red, as a result of last week's broadcast, we received many letters because I pronounced the word Diogenes as Diagony. I'm awful sorry I did that. It was an unconscious error. I must have been thinking about a cousin of mine by the name of Diogenes Droop. He was different than Diogenes, who searched for the people with a lantern. He used to play in vaudeville with Lamont's cockatoos, and he used to go out and look for the audience with a can of Sterno during the performance. It's a natural mistake there, and I'm frightfully sorry that I made it. Now let's get around here to Robert Lowett of Newark, New Jersey, who writes, a pupil in astronomy, while studying the stars, noticed that, here, boys, a pupil of astronomy, while studying the stars, noticed that the Big Bear seemed to be approaching the moon. And when he asked the reason why, what facetious reply did his professor make? It's a 1938 tune. But you can't have one. So, oh, Parker Gibbs thinks he's got the answer over here. All right, Parker. Parker. He puts his hand up so violently he split the arm out of 12 coats and hasn't gotten the right answer yet. Parker, I'll ask you the question again because it's been so long ago we've probably forgotten it. A pupil in astronomy noticed that the Big Bear seemed to be approaching the moon. When he asked the reason why, what facetious reply did his professor make?
There's honey on the moon tonight.
Sure, that wasn't hard, was it? Now let's hear you play that on your saxophone, if you will. Good enough, Parker? Surprised even me and even you, I'm sure, and giving you 10 points up on the scoreboard. And now hurrying along from Evansville, Indiana, and penned by Esther Heckerman, comes this bit. A desert maiden, after reading her sweetheart's love letters, destroys them quite easily. She couldn't take them with her anyhow because they are... what? Now, this tune came out in 1931, and I think Pete Bielman put his hand up in the air.
I know the answer. Love letters in the sand.
Because there are love letters in the sand. So, yeah, sir. Now, can you play that on your trombone?
No, I can't play it.
Well, Mr. Bielman, lots of other people had their hands up. Why didn't you keep yours down on the off chance?
I didn't see them. I'm sorry. I didn't see them. If I'd known it, I wouldn't have answered.
Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, don't feel badly about it.
No, I can't think of it.
You can't think of love letters in the sand? All right. I'm sorry, sir. It looks like you're going to have to throw... Who can play love letters in the sand? Who here can play it? Anybody? Nobody. All right, throw 50 cents on the old bass drum. We'll hold auditions from the audience immediately after the program. See if we can't get somebody who knows these things. Meanwhile, it looks like there... Who was that? From Evansville, Indiana, Esther Heckerman becomes the third person to receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if we keep that double $200 bonus in mind. And now, folks, that $200 cumulative bonus we have for today has really thrown these boys higher than the kite. You think they have to pay it themselves. Boys, you may look, lay down the bothered looks and pick up the horns. We have music to play, or aren't the boys up to it, Ted?
Our show must go on, Gary. The old tradition, you know. So, boys, let's try I Can't Love You Anymore, sung by Marvel Maxwell.
Sounds like the one we decided.
I can't love you anymore, any more than I do. For if I love you anymore, I would have to be true. I love you with my heart, I love you with my mind. I love you, all there is I find. So I can't love you anymore, any more than I do.
Love you, all there is I find. So I can't love you anymore than I do. 30,960. Yep, that's it. Approximately 30,960 words.
Say, Ford, if that commercial's that long, you start now. We'll join you the same time next week, huh?
Oh, no, Gary. The commercial isn't that long. I'm just counting the approximate number of words in the dictionary.
Oh, you certainly had a scare there for a minute. We thought you were going to cut loose and use them all to describe kicks.
Not at all, son, not at all. You see, I don't need them. In fact, I don't need a one of them. All the words in the dictionary couldn't tell the folks half as much about kicks as the first spoonful they try themselves. Oh, I'll admit, I could mention the delightful corn flavor of Kix, or I could tell them about our actual tests, which prove that Kix stays crisper in milk or cream than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market. And I might even toss in a phrase or two about the nutritional value of Kix, because the food energy and added food factors you find in Kix certainly offer another good reason why Kix deserves its amazing coast-to-coast fame. Oh, but as I say, I'd have to use some of those 30,960 words in the dictionary. Shucks, I don't need one of them.
Oh, but surely, Mr. Pearson, you had something to say about kicks.
Oh, not a syllable, my boy. Not a syllable. You see, it's just like I said, Gary. The folks who try kicks tomorrow morning will get what I mean right from the first delicious spoonful. All I say is, try kicks once, and you'll agree that plain words can't express how really swell kicks is.
And with three people having so far managed to beat the band today, we come into our third group of questions. And, gentlemen, I hope that you're a lot more on your toes next week when we play the Meadowbrook Country Club in St. Louis, from which spot we will be broadcasting these Beat the Band shows for the next 2 weeks. Parentheses, advertisement, unparentheses. And now into the question. Mrs. Philip Miller of Albany, California, tells us that Daddy came home to find his small son crawling around the floor, making vociferous choo-choos and sundry other train noises. And when Daddy asked what went on, the small son identified his pastime by saying, what? It's one of 1928's novelty tunes. Red Angle, goodness sakes.
I'm a ding-dong, Daddy.
I'm a ding-dong, Daddy. What, too? Are you really hot today? Let's hear you play that if you can. That'll be enough, gentlemen. Thanks very much, Red. That gives you your third 10 points up on the scoreboard for today. We have to hurry along now. Miss Rose Shuck of Elwood, Indiana asks, what did the author of a book say to himself as he began the last chapter? It's a current tune. Comes from the picture Johnny Apollo. What did the author of a book say to himself as he began the last chapter? It's a current tune.
Here. I just thought of the melody of Love Letters.
Huh? What's this, Pete? Huh?
I just thought of the melody of Love Letters of the Sand.
Never mind. No wonder we can't get anywhere. I'm sorry, Pete. That won't do for the answer to this one. The answer is, this is the beginning of the end. From Johnny Apollo, it looks like the whole band has got to throw 50 cents in the old bass drum, and Miss Rose Shuck of Elmwood, Indiana, becomes the fourth person to receive a full case of Kix, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more. In fact, it will, keeping that bonus in mind.
Hey, hi, Gary. Huh? Pardon me, but may I borrow your microphone?
Oh, why, sure, Ford, if you don't mind the spatter of eggs on it. We bounce off a few now and then. Ten, music?
Hey, here it is, under the tuneful title, Turkey in the Straw.
That is the way I hear it. Give, boys.
scores again. Only today, they aren't just scores. They're figures that add up to double important money, if you follow me. We've used a total of 10 questions for which General Mills will pay $10 each or $100. Now, here's the big news. Four people beat the band, and while they would usually receive $25 each plus $10 for their question, they'll actually double that and receive $50 plus $10 for the question, or a total of $60 each. And that's because nobody beat the band last Sunday and left us with an extra $100 to add to our bonus today. Well, with all this heavy sugar flying around, I don't know whether we ought to mention those half dollars in the drum or not. But anyhow, Red Engle gets them if there are any. Red, pick them up.
Well, thanks a million, folks, for taking time out to have fun with us this afternoon. A hearty thanks and congratulations to all of you who furnished the questions for our show today. Now, I'd like to see every one of you have a try at beating this band of Ted Weems, so why not, right now, jot down that question you thought up and send it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It might be just the one to beat the band.
Why not play Beat the Band with us? It's a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills, and any resident of the United States is eligible to send in a question. Why not send in a question today? It may mean cash to you. $10 if we use your question. More, possibly much more, if your question beats the band. Get in the game. You may be the one to receive $10, $30, or possibly even $110. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems and the boys, and General Mills, inviting you to join us next Sunday when we'll be broadcasting from St. Louis, Missouri. In the meantime, get acquainted with that delicious new ready-to-eat cereal Kix. Ah, believe me, those round golden bubbles are something new in breakfast thrills. And, of course, you're going to try to beat the band.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen, for a special announcement.
Some summer days will be hot and sweltery, others damp and cool. And you know what that kind of weather can do to breakfast foods. Robs them of their freshness and crispness. But here's news. There's now a new cereal package specially designed to keep your cereal fresh and crisp in all kinds of weather conditions, both before and after opening up the outside package. It's the only exclusive new crisp-assured Kix package developed especially for General Mills' delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal, Kix. This sensational new package contains three separate wax-sealed cartons. And boy, what a marvelous job it does of keeping the tiny Kix bubbles fresh. Anytime you open up these three separate cartons, you'll find the golden Kix bubbles as crisp and delicious as they could possibly be. Be sure to order your supply of delicious Kix in the crisp assured package at your grocer's tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
NBC's war reporter somewhere in France reported that Premier Reynaud has resigned. A new French government has been formed. New premier is Marshal Pétain, savior of Verdun, with General Vagon as Minister of Defense. That's all from now from the NBC newsroom in New York.